My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, that was Alex Van Pelt yesterday when asked what is standing in the way of Drake May being the number one for this football team. And he says that Jacoby Brissett is standing in the way.
That's just stupid.
Which really upsets Wiggy. Matt Light is here with us this morning. Matt, you look at rookies, and Tom Brady addressed this a little bit earlier this week. Is there something to be gained when you have a guy like Drake May, the number three pick overall, and you sit him for a considerable amount of time in the regular season?
To be gained?
Yes. Anything to be gained by that?
No. I mean, again, I just can't look at the preseason and come up with any conclusions. I mean, it's just not possible.
But shouldn't he play? You played as a rookie.
Yeah.
I always look at live reps and playing is going to be more beneficial for the player moving forward, and the team to see whether or not this guy can play.
Well, I think Jelani spoke to it. I mean, in practice, it should be a lot more intense than what you're even going to see in the preseason game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he brought that up, and I think that was a way of saying, hey, man, we are out here getting after it, and yeah, we're doing things. And I think, look, there's a part of you, too, that's the, you know, Bill and the strategy and overthinking and this, that, and the other, where, you know, if I'm the head coach, do I want to put him out there and let people get some idea of, okay, well, this is how he deals with this, and this is how, you know, they're planning to use him on that. And, I mean, you know, so there's a little gamesmanship. So, again, what can you really decipher?
I'm just sick of hearing people say, like, you don't want to ruin him. And I feel like that's a weak response after coming off what they did with Mac. And I think people are just so sensitive about, you know, was Mac ruined by Bill and whatever. I don't believe that, but a lot of people do. And I think they're taking that excuse into Drake. And everything I have heard is that he is calm, cool, and collected and ready to lead a huddle. I did think it was interesting that Jelani said, you know, he has to prove himself.
Yeah.
That to me is like a little breadcrumbing that Jacoby's
I don't
the guy.
Know. No, yeah. But what that is that's exactly what would happen with, I mean, look, Mayo is a teammate coming up through the Bill system. I mean, everyone has to prove themselves. That's a mantra that every guy in that room knows. By the way, every single season they brought somebody in to take my job, and they're going to have somebody in there to take your job. It doesn't matter who you are. There are no golden sacred cows, right? I mean, so, you know, look, I think to your point, though, it's a situation where you're never going to hear the coach say, oh, I don't want to put him out there because we're afraid he's going to get hurt. Or I'm not going to put him out there because I don't want to, you know, start him too early. No, like, hey, look, if that guy's ready to go out there, command the offense, be the leader that we need him, he's going to be on the field. If not, it's because he's not ready to be that guy.
Mm. In the Twitch chat, they are correct. It is why I had concerns about Jackson doing the weather in Curtis's absence. Didn't want to ruin him. Didn't want to put that pressure on him. Put that pressure on him too soon. But he's coming along nicely.
Yeah, I'm doing breathing exercises back here.
Good job, Jackson.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you guys have some issues here, and I'm sorry to just point this out.
Yeah.
Every time I come here, no one is ever working that front desk. Does anyone work the front desk? That's number one.
Yes. No, it's Friday.
No, I stand there like I'm like some beggar trying to get into the door. I send you texts. I look in here. There's dust all over your equipment. What's happening?
We're falling apart right in front of your eyes.
Everybody works remotely.
Yeah.
Even the secretary. Even the front desk guys.
Yeah, a lot of people work remotely. This is Jerome from Scituate. What's up, Jerome?
Greg, I'm going to tell you, this is a hard phone call to make. Do you know what a coup is?
Yes.
I think you're in the middle of Wiggy and Coco. Last week, he wanted to put the toe tag on Shine.
Yeah.
Now, today, he's saying that Coco drives the bus better than Curtis.
Yes.
Are they secretly trying to take the Greg Hill show over?
It could be, as the Kevin Costner character said in JFK, it could be a coup d'etat. It might be a coup d'etat, but I will acquiesce if necessary.
My legs are too weak for that type of burden on my shoulders.
For that kind of action.
Hey, but speaking of burden, I actually just heard Coco say what has been unburdened by what can be.
Yes.
I did hear that a minute ago.
She did say that. Yes, she did say that.
Did you hear that?
Do you have your 20th Matt Light Celebrity Shootout coming up?
Yeah, oh, we do, actually. Yes, sir. Yeah.
What is the date of that event?
We are September 17th. And by the way, an event that you used to come to.
You don't invite
all the time.
I don't invite you.
You said something about I'm afraid of guns.
No, you're like you're like Edelman. You are big time.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Listen,
is there a bigger big timer than Bubs Edelman? I mean, I know you're
hey,
on
man,
the,
he's an important guy.
You were on the podcast recently.
I had to pay to get on.
You had to pay to get on the
it
podcast.
It cost me a lot of money. Fly myself out there.
That's
and,
it.
Where does he do it out of? Cali?
Oh, yeah, L.A. Ooh. By the way, I'd rather hit my nuts with a rubber hammer than go to L.A.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right
I'm not
now,
a West
brother.
Coast guy either. I can
no,
never get adjusted.
There's
the only thing
out
I
there.
Like is the In-N-Out burger.
Yeah.
Can never get adjusted to it.
Animal style.
Yeah, animal style.
Those
with
fries.
No, listen, so 20 years, man, and if you look back on this, right, this was an event that they said, you can't do this in New England, man. I mean, you can't shoot guns and raise money. And for 20 years, it's been the big, it's given the lifeline to the Light Foundation. We're going to raise close to $2 million this year.
Oh,
the people that do it.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable, man.
And your foundation, for those who don't know, you give kids a chance to attend camp in the summer, and
it's all leadership.
It's about leadership.
It is, man. We have the Light Foundation Leadership Academy. We work with kids through a host of different programs. All of them are kind of unique, right? But we use the outdoors, something I'm familiar with and something that I learned a lot from. And, you know, look, it's some of them are four-year programs, right? We take young men when they're coming out of eighth grade. We take them and walk alongside them all the way until they graduate high school. And we have a lot of those young men that have come back to our program and said, hey, man, I want to help the next class that comes in. So, you know, 22 years of doing this, man, and the people and the things that I've been able to be a part of, and it's just been the coolest thing in my life, man. I really don't remember like a lot of the Super Bowl moments. I mean, maybe you could say I've been hitting the head too many times, but what I do always remember are the moments with the foundation. And you know this, man, as a guy who's been, you know, intimately involved with your own foundation and supporting other things, and you guys do telethons and, you know, radiothons or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
There's something unique about this area and the ability to affect change and be there for people. And so I feel blessed, man. I really do.
That's awesome.
To have played here is one thing. Yeah. We had a damn good era.
You have room for people to come out and
shoot plays? Yeah. We have two events, man. September 16th is the corporate training day, bringing the most elite fighters in our nation's history. These are real warriors. These are guys that take out a lot of bad people all over the world. Some are active, some are not. Delta Force, SEAL Team 6, all that. And we train the next generation on how to think like they do. Mm. So it's a corporate training day. Send your people that you want to be better at in your environment, in your workplace, whatever. They're going to learn from the best in the world. That's the 16th. The 17th is the 20th Celebrity Shootout, and that's going to be a great time. We got Tyler Farr, national recording artist, country music star,
awesome,
coming into play. And, you know,
right,
we should
for information, where does one go?
MattLight72.com, my friend.
Okay. You just I'll be you, there this year, for sure. I've been wanting to go for a while.
You have to drive out of state. Yeah. I like to drive out of state.
Well, no, I love guns, and usually the event starts at, what, 10 a.m. or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 9. Yeah.
And so sometimes I've been caught on air, and I'm like, well, then I got to drive out to Rhode Island. But this year, for sure, I'm definitely going to go. And your program is spot on, because there are a couple kids from Brockton that were part of it last year. And
yeah, we got four young men from Brockton.
Yeah, so it's a great thing. So I'm definitely going to get out this year, because I love to shoot.
You got the time.
I want to know how accurate Wiggy is, because he talks a big game.
I'm a pretty good shooter.
Yeah, that's
we'll put you in the celebrity hot shot contest.
Yeah,
you get a chance to win a Sig Sauer pistol.
Ooh.
I mean,
is it? Wait.
You know who wins it? And you have to beat him. As long as you beat Ninkovich, I'll be happy.
We're actually doing a new thing this year.
Pistol or rifle?
Pistol.
First time ever, celebrity targets.
Oh, okay.
And so you would
just run. You would zigzag pattern.
Nine milli?
Nine mil.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
If you need a grill master, Wiggy, he just worked his magic on the grill down in the vineyard last weekend.
I can do a little bit.
They were really roughing it.
If you need, you just brought up that you don't remember much from Super Bowls.
I mean,
do you have a favorite when it came to those that you won?
A favorite. Yeah, you know, I think the first thing that always comes to mind, that first one in New Orleans and just the weight of it, and as a rookie, and, you know, the people that said, you know, you're never going to ever be in that position.
So that for you was...
I think it was, yeah. I mean, but to be honest with you, man, even the ones that didn't go so well, you're in the Super Bowl, right? So, like, even though we lost some of those, I tell you, the worst thing about the Super Bowl was looking across in the locker room after the game and looking at guys like Junior Seau, man, who has done so much in the game, and he was that close. He never got, you know what I mean? Like, for the guys that I played with that were just unbelievable players, unbelievable teammates, unbelievable humans, and they didn't get it. As a guy that did, I felt so bad for them, man. But every one of those experiences, all five were incredible, man, all the way.
That isn't...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Impressive to say, you know, I've been to 2 Super Bowls, but to say 5 and like to, it, and Matt's like to experience being in a Super Bowl. And you think about, like, I always thought about guys like Dan Marino that never had the opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And to be in that many Super Bowls that's pretty amazing.
It's rarefied air.
Yeah, that is.
That you're in, Matt Light.
Well, thank you.
And Curtis would tell you, you owe it all to one person and one person only.
Bill Belichick.
And that is Tom. That is Tom Brady.
The guy who used to block Bill his blind side.
Curtis thinks Bill had nothing to do with it.
Oh, Curtis.
Yeah, nothing to do with it. Do you think Bill coaches again?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I hope so.
Next season?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing some cool stuff now. I think he's having fun figuring out what the real world's like.
Yeah.
And when I say cool stuff, I wasn't going there for you.
He's
doing some cool stuff, dude.
All right. Okay.
I mean,
he's finding himself.
Yes. It's nice that he found a soulmate.
He's got 24 reasons and the girl ain't one. Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh, that's terrible.
Did that shock you?
Yeah, no, hey, man. I mean,
she's an old soul.
Yeah. You know, I'm happy for Bill. I mean, I've always wanted to see him be a human, and this is probably the best way.
This is the closest
for him.
Closest he's ever been to a human being.
He's not a human, man. I mean,
you're always nervous around him. It's like, you know, even when you're done playing, you're like, can I say that?
The Ring camera video made him very human.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell you the my favorite moments ever with Bill is like I never felt like it was weird being around Bill, like really weird. And the whole time I'm just saying to myself, like, why are you so weird?
Right.
But I'm not saying it out loud. I'm thinking it because I go up to him and I'd be like,
what do you mean by weird?
Like weird, like just to have a simple human interaction, right? It's like he's like binary, like
he's awkward.
I am. Yes, we're going there. We're going to practice this. I mean, that's not the way he sounded, although
he sounds like a robot.
In a way. But you would go up there, you'd be like, hey, coach, and this is one of my favorites.
Do your job.
Right. I mean, you know, I'd be like, hey, coach, you know.
Next man up.
Right, right. But this is a legit conversation with Bill. Hey, Coach, when we get back, I was thinking we fly back from the game. It's going to be pretty late, and I wanted to go hunting the next morning, and it was a Monday night game. And I know we're going to have Tuesday off because he has to. It has to. When you have a Monday night game, you have to get Tuesday off, which we don't – there's no certainties with Bill. Yeah. He may bring you in at any point. And I'm like, hey, Coach, so when we get back, would you mind if I just have my truck down at the airport? Because you can't get in your own vehicle and drive home. That's impossible. I had to take the team bus, and it always takes forever. I said, because I want to go directly from the airport to my stand.
Right.
And he's just looking at me. And so like, and you know people like this, right? Where you ask a question and he's like looking at you. Right. And so then you get diarrhea of the mouth and you're like, well, you know, because like if I did come all the way back, then I had to go drive back down there. By the time I get down there, I wouldn't be able to do it. Nothing. Yeah. Absolutely nothing. So then I'm like,
you start to like kind of.
I talked myself out of going. I'm like, Bill, I don't want to. Actually, I didn't want to hunt anyway. I'm glad we had this conversation.
I'm excited for the bus.
Yeah. Right. I really, well, I'll be on the whole ride all the way to the stadium. I'm just going to go home.
God damn it, Matt. The Dears will be there later. God damn it. What the?
You know what he did say? He go, yeah, you know, I mean, look. You know, I mean, you know, we're, you know. And that's it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to take from that, Bill. Like, again, in my mind, I'm
he's
like,
awkward.
Just,
yeah, and you get human. The sweating around them and everything.
Yeah. Even that impersonation, I have like sweaty palms.
Right?
I mean, think it about was, when.
Oh, you've been there.
For 3 years, and it never got easier. When he was sitting across from me, I'd be like,
You know, remember when, I mean, when you know.
Every once in a while, I would do my best to have a little small talk.
About the guy you said you knew.
That is very good mutual friends.
It's like his daughter. Father-in-law.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, to talk to so-and-so the other day. He's like,
all right, Greg.
Okay, Greg.
He was wearing a sweatshirt one day and he came in and we had time to kill. So I'm like, oh, it was the palm tree with the half moon. That is like South Carolina. I'm like, oh, is that course that you're wearing in South Carolina? He's like, yeah. Then he's like, actually, it's in Georgia. Okay. Amazing.
Point of order.
I said, okay.
Point of order. God.
That's Bill.
All right. Well, it's been awesome to see you.
Always fun.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, you can stay. We're going to do the news. Do you want to stay and do the news with
us? I'd love to hear the news.
All right, fine. Stay.
Don't go for it.
I don't care. Yeah.
We get to
it's a Friday.
We get to see where Matt stands on the RNC DNC. Yes. The DNC was more like a hip-hop show.
Yeah. Did you like Lin-Manuel Miranda, who performed to introduce?
No, I didn't watch any of that show. Kidding me?
People were expecting Beyonce or Taylor Swift, but...
What has been unburdened by what can be.
All right. I know. Matt Light is here. Very unburdened. Always unburdened. We got to get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Pats will wrap up preseason games on Sunday against the Commanders at 8 p.m. Will be interesting to see Jacoby Brissett and Drake May and see the split there. Both are expected to play. And I know Wiggy said yesterday he's more excited for college football than the NFL season this year. When it comes to college, Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz will be suspended one game for a violation related to the recruitment of their transfer quarterback. Coaches seem to be getting themselves in a lot of trouble right now for the last couple of seasons and their activities with transfers. The Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Diamondbacks to Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. That's what's trending. Here's Jackson with your weather.
A beautiful day in Boston today. Highs in the mid-70s. Beautiful weekend. Highs in the 80s. 65 right now in Boston.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.